morning, 12th Street. You may be seated, and I hope you have that unspeakable joy in your life. And if you don't, this morning you can leave with that joy of Jesus. Well, we have several announcements to go through this morning. If you didn't pick up one of these gift boxes when you came in during the meet and greet, pick it up, but do not open it, all right? Don't open it until instructed. So if you didn't get one of these, everybody will need one a little bit later on. Now, this is a special morning this morning because we have our children's program. And they're all sitting over there so beautifully and quietly and good. And they're going to have their program for us. And I'm very excited for that. But we also this morning have a baptism. And I'm excited for that as well, as Joe Gauna is getting baptized this morning. And so let's take our bulletins real quickly. There's one announcement that's not in your bulletins. And we have a sign-up sheet for ushers out at the Welcome Center. And you say, what does it take to be an usher? If you can make it to the front and carry one of those plates and make it back to the back, you are qualified. Okay? So we're making it as simple as possible. Joel, go ahead. He's in charge of the ushers. What's that? Oh, you have to be here by 11. Okay. You have to be here by 11. And we would like to have more people involved. It's a great way for you to serve without a lot of pressure, okay? And so if you'd like to do that, sign up at the Welcome Center, and Joel will get you scheduled in. Next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. will be our glow-in-the-dark Christmas. And I got some special things planned. It should be a lot of fun. There will still be Sunday school. All the kids are planning on, the teachers are planning on doing some things with the kids, so there's still Sunday school. So don't forget about next Sunday. Invite someone to come with you Christmas Eve. Maybe somebody would come out that usually won't come out to church. And then on next Sunday and December 31st, we're taking up a special gift for Christ. And it's something that the church has done for a long, long time. And so if you'd like to just think about what you can give as a gift for Christ, we'll be taking that up on two different Sundays, the 24th and the 31st. We want to say a big thank you to our Sunday school teachers. They haven't done the Christmas program yet, but there's a lot of work has gone into this. So make sure if you have some children in it that you let them know, those Sunday school teachers know, your appreciation for what they've put into this program. And then I'd like to say thank you to all those who helped deliver. The rest of the Christmas gifts got delivered for the Bethany Christian Services. And Frank McGinnis, he contacted me yesterday, and he sent me a real simple text. He said, 12th Street Baptist Church is awesome. So thank you for being awesome. And Bear Lake Bible Camp has a free family event on January 7th from 2 to 7 p.m., and there's a whole bunch of things that are listed in your bulletin that you can do there for free if you'd like to go out and do that. There's a phone number there if you have any questions. And then men, January 12th, Friday, January 12th, we're starting Act Like Men. It's a 40-day challenge. You'll come out at 10 p.m. It'll be about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. We'll meet, we'll talk about what's going to take place, we'll do a few fun activity things, and then for 40 days, you'll be challenged to live for God in a much better way. You'll have a book that you'll read every single day, a devotional, and man, this will be an awesome opportunity for you to grow in your relationship with other men and to grow in your relationship with Christ. So anyone 17 and older, all the men, so you say, well, I'm really old. Yes, you can do this. All right. So, if Paul's doing it, he's pretty old. He's not that old, but. So if you're going to do it, though, sign up at the Welcome Center because I need to make sure I have enough books for all the men. There's a family game night. We're bringing in Craig Tornquist. He is a comedian, and he has a great program that he does. He's going to do a family game night with us. So you're invited to come out. We'll have dinner at 5 p.m. We'll start eating. He will come on at 6 and from 6 to 7:30, and it will be a great, great time. So I want to encourage you, and that is January 14th, and it's 5:30 to 7:30 are the times that we'll start eating at 5:30, and his program starts at 6 and we'll be done at 7:30. Upward basketball, we had 177 kids register, and I want to say thank you to all of the people who came out to help get the kids evaluated, and all the work that went into building the hoops, and just everything. It's going to be a great season. So if you helped out with any of those things, please stand up. Thank you. All right, and youth group is meeting. They're all. If you see ugly sweaters on the youth group, it's not that they're bad dressers. They're having their youth group activity today, right after the service, and they'll be done at 3 p.m. So, all right, let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you do for us. You've brought unspeakable joy into this world when you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior for our sins. And I just pray, Lord, as the children show a representation of that this morning in their program, that our hearts would just be blessed. And Lord, as we get to talk about gifts and the white elephant gift idea, I pray, Lord, that you challenge each one of us. First of all, Lord, that we have received the gift of Jesus, but also, Lord, how we treat the gifts that you give to us. And I pray that we would be a thankful people, a people who live what we believe, and a people who love the gift of Jesus. And so, bless this time. Thank you so much, God, for all that you have put into our lives, and make this time profitable for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's take a moment and greet those around us.
All right, as you're making your way back to your seats, remain standing. We're going to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
May be seated.
All right. Well, this morning we have Joe Gonna. He's been coming to church here for how long?
3 to 4 years.
About 3 to 4 years, somewhere in there. He plays on our softball team. He helps with Upward, and the Lord's been working on his heart for quite a while. Yeah. And so, Joe, why don't you just go ahead and share with us here.
After coming here 3 or 4 years, you guys have been nothing but family, welcoming arms. I appreciate that. Thank you for being here for this moment. I wish Pete and Lisa Pollard were here for this moment. They moved to Tennessee. They were the ones who introduced me to the church and Thad. And thank you for everyone being here today. Thank you.
So, Joe, why don't you share with us about when you trusted Christ as your Savior?
Well, coming here, being a part of this church, mostly, seeing the kids, the youth, the development, and seeing how the message relays onto them, bounces to me, and being a leader to them, through not only Upward, but outside in the community, and, definitely being better and moving forward.
All right. And so we've been talking for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
And as we've been talking, you've had some hardships in your life.
Yeah.
And through those times, God has shown himself to be faithful to you, and he's never let go of you. So have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
And Joe, because you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want to help celebrate that fact with you in believer's baptism. Now, just so you know, as Joe gets baptized this morning, he's not gaining favor with God to be saved. He's already trusted Christ. He's already saved. He does this to show that he believes Jesus died on the cross for his sin, that Jesus was buried, and that Jesus rose again from the dead. He's also showing that in his life, he has received forgiveness for his sin. His sins are buried, and now he is a new person in Jesus. So, Joe, based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of your desire to obey him and follow him, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Buried with him in baptism, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. All right. Let's pray here for Joe. Lord God, I thank you for my brother Joe. I thank you for his faith in you. I thank you, Lord, that he wants to step out and grow in his relationship and do more for you. And I thank you that today he's taken this awesome step of saying, I want to do whatever God wants. And so, Lord, as he's obeyed you by being baptized, I pray now, Lord, that we as a church would just really help Joe through the hardships that life is bound to bring, and also celebrate with him through the joys that you are doubtless to give. And so, Lord, as we strive together for the best for your ministry, I pray that you would use Joe in awesome ways, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. The ushers could come forward now to receive the offering.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can give back what you've given to us. We pray that you use us in a special way. Pray for the choir, Lord. And thank you for the Bible studies today. And we just to give you honor and glory in everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
perfect Lamb of God. Some see shepherds and wise men, but I see worship from their hearts.
To wear a crown of thorns for with the assistance of Kayla Berry, have put together a video celebrating the joy of Christmas. Sit back and enjoy as the kids reenact and share the story of the first Christmas in their own words.
Joseph asked Mary to marry him. Joseph asked Mary, "Hey Mary, will you marry me?" Then Mary said yes. Mary was busy at home one night making wedding plans and minding her own business painting her nails, when an angel appeared and scared her. The angel was Gabriel. He was a boy, had wings, and he was super cool looking. The angel said, "Don't be scared. You are special and you will have a very special baby. He will be a son." Then the angel disappeared like a flash. Mary was like, "Whoa, that did not just happen." Then she thought, "Cool, I'm going to call him Frank." Suddenly, Gabriel came back and said, "Why don't we go with Jesus instead?" Then Mary thought, "I can't have a baby. I'm not married."
Joseph was a carpenter. He loves making stuff from wood. He even dreams about building things. Gabriel came and told him that Mary was going to have a baby, and he would be God's son. Joseph dropped his tools, and he was like, "Whoa, that did not just happen." Joseph thought that Mary had married someone else, so Joseph decided to sleep on it. Then Gabriel appeared in his dream and told him what was up. Joseph was like, "Oh, that makes sense." Then he thought, "We should call him Frank." The angel said, "Jesus."
Mary and Joseph had to go back to Bethlehem because of Caesar. Then Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem on a donkey. Joseph was a nice guy and let Mary ride on the donkey the entire time, like a gentleman. Mary wished she had a car to ride in, but they hadn't been invented yet.
There were three shepherds hanging out with their sheep in the pasture. Then an angel appeared to tell them about baby Jesus. The angel invited a bunch of their buddies to sing praises about Jesus. They told them to follow the star. The shepherds looked at each other and said, "Well, come on, let's find the baby Messiah."
There were three kings or wise men. The star said to follow him all the way where baby Jesus was born. Mary and Joseph were on their way to Bethlehem, where Jesus would be born. Mary and Joseph tried each hotel, but there was no room. Said no in angry voices because it was so late at night. Mm-hmm. innkeeper said, "Well, there is a barn in the back." A smelly barn is where they would have to have their baby. Joseph got a manger ready for baby Jesus with some hay. "I hope you won't be too itchy." Then the baby was born. They called him Prince. Oh, wait, they called him Jesus. Then the shepherds with their sheep arrived to the barn. When they saw Jesus, they all cheered. And then, sometime later, three kings arrived with presents for Jesus. They brought Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I wonder if Jesus wanted an iPad or something cool like that. Everyone was there. The angels were there. The kings and shepherds were there. Even the star. Then there was a party.
And all the kids need to make sure they get their Christmas box as well. All right. Well, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. And we're actually going to look up four different verses. So put your finger in Luke chapter 2 and then turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. So you'll have your finger in two different places there. But real quick, kids, help me out with this. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Frostbite. Frostbite. Yeah, somebody had that one. All right. There was once a great czar in Russia, and his name was Rudolf the Red. He stood looking out the windows of his palace one day while his wife, the Tsarina Katrina, sat nearby knitting. He turned to her and said, "Look, my dear, it has begun to rain." And without even looking up from her knitting, she replied, "It's too cold to rain. It must be sleeting." The Tsar shook his head and said, "I'm the Tsar of all the Russians, and Rudolf the Red knows rain, dear." All right, do not open your Christmas boxes, all right? Keep them closed for just a little bit. You know what? You kids did an awesome job, and I want to say a big thank you to the adults and Julie Thompson for what you did there. It's interesting to hear the kids as they tell the story, right? They give a little more detail and thought. You know, I never would have thought Jesus would have wanted an iPod, but, you know, who knows? He might have. This morning, the theme is white elephant gifts. Now, a white elephant gift, Christmas gift, usually when you go to a white elephant exchange, you set a limit on the amount that the gift should be worth, okay? Or you take something that you don't use or want anymore, and you just kind of wrap it up, right? And so when you usually go to an exchange like that, you have each person open individually, and then as a person gets a new gift, they can either take something that somebody else has opened or open their own gift. And sometimes you steal something you want, and then people get upset. I remember one Christmas, there was a nice little squirrel feeder, and it looked like a picnic bench. And everybody wanted it, and my grandma had it, and Rachel got it at the end. And it was okay because my uncle made another one for my grandma, so it was all good. But sometimes with these white elephant exchanges, the exchange is people want something that they didn't get. Another thing about these white elephant gift exchanges is sometimes you just really get a rotten gift. Well, one year, my brother Jared, he's a few years younger than me, he was interviewing for a job at the radio station in Kalamazoo, 590. And they also have 1660. They own both of them. And he was interviewing for one of their sports anchor spots. And he looked down at his shoes, and his shoes had just ripped. So he ran to the dollar store and brought these black rubber shoe-looking things. They were not comfortable, but they passed. They looked okay for the interview. He got the job. So then at Christmas, when we were doing a white elephant exchange, he gave those. And they actually looked nice until you felt them and until you put them on, and they were awful, okay? Sometimes the gift can be deceiving. It may look like, oh, that's not too bad. Oh, no, that's not really very good. Well, with white elephant gifts, sometimes we're left wanting something else. In Luke chapter 2, in verse 11, this is when the angels are speaking to the shepherds, and the kids had that in their program. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And the interesting thing that the angels said to the shepherds, he said, "Unto you is born this day." Because we have to look at Jesus as a gift. He was given to this world to be a gift to us. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, and many of you might know this verse, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." And that gift of God comes through the person of Jesus. If Jesus had never been born, there would have been no gift of God for us to have eternal life. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift." It's the gift of God. You see, God gives to us this awesome thing called salvation. Now, for all you kids that are listening and all you parents and all you adults, have you received the gift of Jesus? If you don't receive the gift, you don't have it. I bet you none of your kids will let this happen. Okay, Christmas morning or whenever you open your gifts, the kids, when you say, "All right, it's time to open gifts," you hand out all the gifts and they all get opened. Could you imagine a gift that got left under the tree and everybody just kind of forgot about it? Has that ever happened to anybody? Why doesn't that happen? The kids won't let it. They're hoping there's one more something that's theirs. And if there's still a gift under there, they will make sure it gets seen, right? Is that mine? Is that mine? And you know, the gift of God is this awesome thing because he gives to us eternal life. The wonderful thing about it is it's a gift. He doesn't say to you, "You need to work for this," because if you worked for it, it would be a wage. It would be a payment. Wages that God pays out to mankind is death, because all I can earn as a human being, because I'm sinful, is separation from God. I can't earn closeness with God on my own. And so God gives us this gift, and this gift, it's eternal life. It's eternal life with him in heaven. But you have to receive the gift. So if you've never received that gift of Jesus, the greatest Christmas gift that you will receive this time, ever in your life, would be to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. See, he didn't just come as a baby. He lived a perfect life, sinless. Never once did he think or do anything that was bad. Everything he did was good. And the reason he could do that, because he was not only the Son of God, he was also God in the flesh. Jesus was the God-man. He was fully God and fully man. And as God, he never sinned. As a man, he led other men. He had 12 disciples. He led many other people. He healed sick. He raised the dead. He did all these wonderful things. And then in the end of his life, after he'd been on the earth for 33 and a half years, they killed Jesus. And they killed him because he was the King of Kings. They killed him because he was the Messiah, the Savior. See, if Jesus lived but never died, then there would have been no gift for our sins. The gift for our sins is found in Jesus dying on the cross. And when he died, he made it so that there was a sacrifice, a payment was made for our sin. And he didn't stay dead, he rose again from the grave. And all that he expects from us is to trust him for our salvation. He doesn't say, "Go be good enough." Here's what he does. When he saves us, he gives us this gift. He puts his spirit inside of us, and he begins to change us from the inside out. We will become better. We will do more good, but not because of ourselves. It's because we receive the gift of God. In 1 Peter 4, turn there in your Bible with me, 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. This will be the final verse that I read, kids, and then we'll get to our gifts. But don't open your gift yet, all right? Don't open it yet. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, "As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." See, here's what God does. He gives us not only the gift of salvation, he gives us gifts that are called service gifts. Every single person who has trusted Jesus as their Savior, he gives you other kinds of gifts. And these other kinds of gifts that he gives us are so that we can use them to serve others. And these are awesome gifts that he gives us. But these are the things, because the gift of Jesus for salvation, it is not a white elephant gift. Okay? That's like a PlayStation 9. Do they have those out yet? I don't know. But it's like the best gift ever. It's the iPhone 10, the Samsung Galaxy 8. It's the best gift ever. But the gifts that Jesus gives us, there are a lot of Christians, they take them, they receive them, but sometimes we aren't real happy with them. Sometimes the gifts that he puts into our lives, so that he gives them to us so that we can serve others, sometimes we don't like those gifts. And so the question is, are you satisfied with the gift he has given to you to minister with? The word minister means serve. Are you satisfied with the gift that Jesus has given to you to serve others with? I'm going to give you real quick three kinds of giftings. The first kind of gifting is the gift of abilities. The gift of abilities. All right, how many of you kids are really good at math? Any of you kids really good at math? All right, wow, a lot of you. Wow, I want to see your report cards now. Let's see how good you are. How many of you are really good at English? Anybody really good at English? All right, how many of you, your best class is PE? Because you are the athlete. All right, yep, you can put your hands down. See, here's what God does. God gives us different gifts. I got to play on sports teams with people. I would have never met them if I didn't play on the sports team. God gifted me with the ability to play sports. And so you know what? I was responsible to use that gift to serve others, to tell them about Jesus. God gives you gifts. You're really good at math. So you know what's going to happen? Someday there's going to be a study group and everybody's going to want you in that study group because you know how to solve the problem. And you'll have that group of kids around you. And you know what? God wants you to use the gift that he's given you, not only to help them find the math problem, to solve it, but to share with them Jesus Christ. To use your gift to serve other people. You're really good at English. Maybe someone's going to come to you and say, hey, can you look through my paper and help me? And then you can look through the paper and you can help them to write it correctly. And then you can tell them why you want to help them. It's because you have Jesus in your life. See, he gives us these gifts so we can serve other people. And what do you do with those gifts? So the first gift is the gift of abilities. The second gift is the gift of opportunities. All right, adults understand this idea a lot better than kids do, because as adults, we've been put into opportunities where we meet somebody and we're like, wow, why in the world did I cross their path? And I'll tell you why. Because God gives gifts of opportunities. And we have to use the gift of opportunity to serve other people for the good of Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? And you'll have these opportunities, and it's not like you plan them. It's not like you create them. It just kind of happens, and you're like, how in the world? Here's how in the world. God gives it to you as a gift. Don't waste it. Use it for the Lord. And then the third one is the gift of family, your upbringing. Now, for some of you kids, okay? I'll say for all of you kids. You need to understand, your family is a gift from God. He has gifted you your family. And for you adults, some of you are, you're looking back and you're going, if that was a gift from God, because some of us come from twisted family trees, right? Some of us come from a forked tree. Here's what God wants you to understand. Yes, your upbringing is a gift from him. whether your upbringing is good or it's bad, whether you had good circumstances, bad circumstances, easy or harsh. And here's why. Because God can take what he has given to you, and you will at some point in your life uniquely be able to share, take the hardships or the ease, the difficulties or the good, and help somebody else. Because the gifts that God gives to us in 1 Peter 4, Peter's trying to encourage the church. He's saying, listen, you need to understand this. God gives you gifts to serve. Use them to serve others. So, everybody take your white elephant gift. And you can take the bow off, and you can look in your box and look at what you got. All right, everybody take and look at your gift. Now, as you're looking at your gift, somebody got a dollar bill, a $1 bill, all right? Who got the $1 bill? Who's the person with the $1 bill? Where are you? Michelle Roberts, you got the $1 bill. So, Michelle, come on up here. You get to help me out with something. All right? Now, how many of you, you're sitting there and you're going, wait a minute, that's not fair. How did she get a dollar and all I got was a mint? Anybody feeling like that? Anybody feel? Michelle got a dollar. Okay, now, most of the things that are in your boxes cost 10 cents. So you got 1/10 the value of what Michelle got. Can you hold up your dollar so everybody can see it? You only got 1/10 the value of what Michelle got. That is not fair, isn't it? Any of you kids want to exchange with Miss Michelle? Right? Yeah, I bet you would, but she can't. Because it's the gift that she's been given. Now, somebody else got a $10 bill. Who got the $10 bill? Somebody got it. Larry, come on up here. All right. Larry got the $10 bill. Now, Michelle could look at him and go, wait a minute. I thought I got the best gift. I got a dollar bill. Nanny, nanny, nanny. No, she didn't get the best gift. Larry got the best gift. What she got is only 1/10 of what he got. Anybody want to change with Larry? With Mr. Allen? Yeah, I bet you would. Sorry, you can't. But here's the point. Life is kind of like a white elephant gift exchange. God does not give all of us the same gifts because he knows what's best. You know, some of you had coffee when you came in this morning, and he just gave you the gift of a mint. And when you eat that mint, it is going to be a ministry to everybody you talk to the rest of your time here at church. Praise God for his wonderful gifts, right? What are some other gifts? Somebody else, what's another gift somebody got? All right, Cole got a rattly box. You see, Cole has been blessed this morning because maybe Cole goes out to get his car for his wife and kids so they don't have to walk out in the snow, and he's going to warm it up and bring it up to the door for them, and he slips and falls. He can pull out his gift and rattle it. You see, isn't God so wise to give us the best gifts? Now, here's the truth, though. We get these gifts. And usually when we get gifts, we think this gift is for me. Here's the wonderful thing about the gifts that God gives to us. It's not just meant for you to take and to hoard. He gives you these gifts so you can minister to other people. So next week in the offering, Michelle's going to drop a dime because she got a dollar. And Larry's going to drop a dollar because he got a 10. And then God's going to use that and he's going to serve other people with that. He's going to help other people. Oh, we'll probably get a lot of mints in the offering. No, no. Now, be nice about that gift. You know, if you're talking to somebody and you're like, God gave me a gift to help you out this morning. All right, be nice about the way that you use it. But the truth is, God gives all of us gifts. Maybe you're here this morning and you're going, wait a minute, I'm not satisfied with my gift. Larry and Michelle, you can take a seat. Thank you. Big hand for... Maybe this morning you're going, I still don't like this idea of not getting the gift that I want. Well, let me share this with you. The idea of the white elephant Christmas is that you accept your gift of God with joy and that you use it to serve others. The gift of Jesus is not something to be kept to yourself. It is the gift that must be shared. It's the gift that when we receive it, because we receive it, we have to share it with others. Take a page from the angels. Well, in the play, every time an angel showed up, what did they say? Like, whoa, dude, or something like that. You have the responsibility to share that Jesus has come to the world, to share it with others. That's a gift that God gives to you that is meant to be shared with others. But then also you have the gifts of ministry. God is giving you the ability to serve him. And here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to look at the gifts that God gives you and say, I want to trade it with somebody else. I don't like it. I want to encourage you, take your gift and use not this little box, it's an illustration, but use the gifts in your life, your abilities, your opportunities, and your family. Use them to serve the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord God, I thank you so much for the gifts that you give. Thank you for the great gift of Jesus. There's never been and never will be a greater gift given than him. And I thank you that that gift we can share with others. Help us to take the abilities that you give us and to use those abilities for your glory. Help every opportunity that comes our way that we take full advantage to share Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that with our families, that we would make sure that we take full advantage of our family life to serve others. And Lord, I thank you that this morning that even those who haven't done a good job with their gifts, maybe they feel like they've gotten bad gifts, I pray that today that they would be satisfied with Jesus, that they would be excited to use no matter how big or how small the gift that you've given and use it for your glory. And so, Lord, we bring in our lives and our hearts offerings before you, our King, because you are the great gift. Be pleased with the way that our hearts respond to this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can just stay seated during this closing. Jenna's going to sing a song here for us. And as she sings it, you know what? I hope that you can just be satisfied with what God has given to you and that now you can say, I want to go and bring an offering in my life toward the Lord. And I want my life to mean something in other people's lives. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to be standing here at the front. And if you'd like to come and say, I want to trust Jesus, just meet me here at the front. Love to either talk to you myself or have someone else talk to you, because you can receive that gift of Jesus.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. Dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Let's stand together. And let's close with the word of prayer. Let's go from here and let's let our lives bring offerings to the Lord through our service to others. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. I thank you for the way that the children were able to demonstrate the story of the gift of Jesus to us this morning. And I thank you that you gave us that gift. And I thank you, Jesus, you give us other gifts. Gifts that are abilities, opportunities to serve. A family life where we can serve as well. And Lord, I just ask that we see those opportunities, that we take advantage of life. Thank you, God, that this season, it draws our hearts to your plan and your purpose. I thank you that giving is such a big thought process that we go through, because Lord, we should be giving not just gifts of material items, but gifts of service all the time. So now, unto the giver of every good and perfect gift, to the one who gave his life, to the one and only wise King, be glory and honor and power and dominion, both now and forever, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Serve him.